measure of development is better for Richard. We occasionally see the disagreements between those two sides of the street. That chop, oh my gosh.
Let me just expand on that excellent point and go back to something both of you said earlier, and that is the importance of the natural history studies and the importance of, you know, we don't have to participate in a clinical trial to contribute to this common cause. It starts well before that. We wouldn't be where we are if people here in the room and others had not gone to these clinics. We've got like 10 clinics across the U.S. and Canada. Toronto Sick Kids is the Canadian site, and another one in Australia. The now 10 years of natural history that develops not from going in to participate in a clinical trial, but just going in to have Dr. Perlman and Dr. Lynch examine your kid. At any rate, doing that builds that natural history database. And I've sat with these two wonderful investigators as a drug company to design their clinical study, to design the clinical trial in their drug, assemble these two wonderful investigators and FARA staff, and they go through that natural history that your kids will help build to find out what are the parameters, what are the unmet medical needs, what part of their progression do they need the relief from the most, what part of the progression will show the sign of improvement fastest, and they design their clinical trial, and what age groups will show for their drug to work. So they come up with a much smarter plan for a clinical trial based on the fact that your kids have been in to see them, and that all that data gets together in that natural history study that then they mine to do a smarter, faster, smaller clinical trial that meets its endpoint. So it's just terribly important. It might not feel sexy to you to go in and just have your kid examined by a neurologist, but at the end of the day, that examination becomes...
I take offense to that.
It might seem very sexy.
I want to give the first timers, and I know, is there any